1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This morning on Capitol Hill, Special Counsel Robert Hur is set to testify. He is the DOJ official who described President Biden as a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory when determining Biden broke no laws in keeping classified materials at his home in Delaware. TikTok is asking its 170 million users to contact their representatives, resisting calls for the platform to be banned over security fears unless its Chinese owners divest. Several content creators are in Washington and as ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott.
We are learning that the CEO of TikTok is also here in Washington today, trying to set up meetings with senators here on Capitol Hill who appear much more on the fence than many of the lawmakers over in the House. But the president says he would sign this bill if it's passed.
Consumer prices in the U.S. picked up last month, a sign that inflation remains a persistent challenge. Prices rising 3.2% in February from 3.1% in January. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate meets for the final scheduled time of the session today. Some of the bills expected to pass are a ban on so-called diversity loyalty pledges at state universities, easing immunization requirements at state universities, and clamping down on human trafficking. A package of proposed new laws aims to make life safer for judges and justices in Wisconsin. The state Senate votes today, while Sheriff County Judge Guy Dutcher says it's a start.
I will applaud the legislature and the governor for taking a significant step in recognizing the vulnerability of the decision makers in the third branch of government, but much more still needs to be done.
Dutcher with WISN-TV's Up Front, 142 judges and justices got threats last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Dane County Supervisor Chuck Erickson is running for State Assembly. Erickson will run in the 77th Assembly District, which is currently represented by Sheila Stubbs, who no longer lives in the district due to redistricting. Erickson has served on the Dane County Board since 2002. He is the second candidate to run for the seat alongside Thad Schumacher, who owns Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. A primary election to decide which Democratic candidate will appear on the general election ballot will be held in August. After years of debate, Dane County officials are set to break ground on a new Dane County jail on Wednesday. County leaders will hold the ceremony behind the city-county building where the new jail will be built. That ceremony is not open to the public. The new jail will be 6 stories tall and hold 825 beds. Once built, the new jail will allow officials to close the outdated city-county building jail and the Huber Work Release Center. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Chicago Cubs face off again. This time it's Sloan Park in Mesa, Arizona. Brewers outfielder Garrett Mitchell back after sliding headfirst into third base last year, requiring shoulder surgery.
It was tough. I mean, obviously not being out there every day with the team is not always the easiest, but I was able to get through it. That's kind of what I use the injury as. So it's like just kind of treating each day as a new opportunity to get a little bit better and try to get back out there.
NBA, the Bucks wrap up their West Coast trip tonight in Sacramento against the Kings. NFL, the Packers making moves in free agency. They signed Raiders running back Josh Jacobs to a 4-year deal worth $48 million. On defense, they added Giants safety Xavier McKinney with a 4-year contract worth $68 million, an average of $17 million per year. The Packers saying goodbye to running back Aaron Jones and left tackle David Bakhtiari. GM Brian Gutekunst releasing a statement thanking them both for their time in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and breezy today, and with all of that and all the dry stuff laying around out there, we will have an elevated grassland fire risk again today, so just be careful with fire. Our high today, 68, the wind southwest, 15 to 25. Tonight, down to 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 64. We could see some rain tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Unleash Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
Sure, what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market? This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fun.
Do you think Viktor Orban's leadership is something that Trump aspires to in a second term?
I think the best way to judge President Trump's second term is by what he did in his first term.
Yeah. True. Yeah, true. That's I agree. Complete disaster. Worst job record since the Great Depression. Yes. Thank you. A million people dead of COVID. Thanks, Lindsay. Okay.
You know that former President Trump has talked about being a dictator on day one. He said it's nice to have a strong man running our country. He's talked about retribution in a second term, Senator.
Yeah. You know what he said? Retribution would be success. Who knocked Trump off the ballot in Colorado? Who knocked Trump off the ballot in Maine?
Republicans.
There's a liberal jihad against everything Trump. I'm not worried about
those
Trump destroying democracy. I'm worried about Joe Biden destroying the world.
Those were Republicans in the Supreme Court.
That was, you're correct, Chris. That was Chris Walker engaging in almost getting dangerously close to journalism.
I know, it's weird, right?
Yeah, that startled me when I read that.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
I know, you felt like you had to do pushback because she wasn't going to do it, but then she did it.
Then Lindsay
talked over.
Yeah.
Because Joe Biden's going to destroy the world. What? Oh, Lindsay. Such a drama queen. Okay, speaking of dictators, Brandon tweets, I like presidents who don't like Hitler.
Yes.
Is it too much to ask for a presidency that is not sponsored by...
I go now to the Hitler burger, the Hitler burger, the Hitler burger. I go now to the Hitler burger to get myself my lunch.
What is the latest from Joe? This is why I'm wearing my Now a Warning, which is available at stephaniemiller.com. Fantastic t-shirt. Was it, who is this, what's his name? John Kelly.
Okay.
By the way, I don't forgive John Kelly for it. He's the one that helped Trump smear a Gold Star family and the congresswoman that backed up their story about what a D Donald Trump was to them. And the said to the mother, your son knew what he was signing up for. Anyway, so now he's saying he's talking about Trump's love of Hitler. What did he say? I don't know if I have it in front of me. He rebuilt the economy. Really? So John Kelly had to tell him, don't ever say anything in public about how great Hitler was. Really? Uh-huh. Like a human being has to be warned.
Has to be reminded.
Yes,
of that.
Has to be reminded. Right. Okay, yes, Ron tweets, Biden is old, today in Trump. One, he claims immunity in a case where he paid off a porn star. Two, former employee said he loaded documents on a plane to New Jersey while the government was looking for them. Three, yeah, that was while the FBI was,
right.
So that's not suspicious, that right after, that's when that happened. Orban says Trump told him he will abandon Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Yes, he defamed Carroll again. 60 RNC staffers were fired. His trade advisor gets a turn-in date for prison. Bye-bye, Peter Navarro. Bye-bye. He didn't get long enough.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye, then.
Loser.
You can be forgiven if it is a lot to get your mind around every day. This is why... Hold, please.
Uh-oh.
Hold, please.
Okay. We're holding.
Hang on. I got it.
Okay.
Nobody help me. Oh, you're not helping me.
No, not at all.
Why would we do that?
Maybe filling a little
Mark
space.
Tweets, the Stephanie Miller Show is a godsend, a blue oasis in my Oklahoma red desert. I get to wake up with laughter instead of red, hostile lies. Thank you, Stephanie. You're welcome, Mark. I am the mama bird that pre-digests everything and then vomits it gently into your mouth with fart jokes to make it more palatable.
Sure.
Our friend Ted Liu says Trump is weak and broke. Weak people engage in bullying. Weak people are insecure and boast. Weak people mock and hurt others. Biden is strong. Biden has the mental strength, agility, and persistence to deal with a lifelong stuttering disability. Strong people are kind. Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you, Ted Liu. Kevin in D.C. Hello, Kev.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Might as well, as elders obeyed, made my announcement that, of course, I got my ticket for Secular Show. Although, I almost bungled. I was so excited, I went to the first thing I saw and nearly bought them for the wrong city.
Uh-oh.
Well, you just have to go there, too. There you go.
Yeah, wow. Really. I probably would have done that afterwards. Fortunately, it has a little roadblock before you click it, and oops. So I went back to D.C. and got the correct one. So I'm happy to be in front row, ogling you as usual.
Oh. Well, you know you're going to get an extra amount of DNA on you then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, it's been far too long since I've had you near me. I was going to do something else. But
all right, Kevin, let's move along.
But anyway, don't stop me from fantasizing for just a second. But anyway, the reason I called is... honestly, I try to look, as you do, I try to look at my fellow humans as humans, and everyone has their faults and whatnot, but after what you reported about that man and the hypocrisy of his crew just blindly going along with everything up until being Hitler-esque, I honestly don't see if you are a so-called, independent, when you look at both sides, how you are still throwing up your hands saying, I just don't know which way to go. How can you possibly feel that way?
There's a little contrast, really, between the two of them. I've never really gotten undecided voters. I mean, particularly in this era of Trump. Yeah. Are you kidding me? But, yeah. All right. Thank you, Kev.
Go ahead. Thank you. I was just going to say, no matter what group you belong in, even if you're a white male now, you are not safe.
Right.
Every single group, unless you are a rich, allegedly straight Republican, and I say allegedly because these hypocrites are always caught in the bathroom toe-tapping with someone.
Yeah, we're still at zero drag queens and quite a few pastors.
Yes.
Yes. So unless you get that, I honestly don't get what the excitement they hold out for you. They do nothing for you.
Yeah. Yep.
So I don't get it.
Yep, I get it. Well, that's why we have to have a Sexy Liberal Save the World tour.
Yep.
Where's that music? I probably should mention where we're coming. I'm just saying, don't get the wrong... Well, you know, if you get the wrong city, just come there, too. You'll still enjoy it.
Doi.
Well, the show, because the material... Look, you know how fast the... Look at this. This is my morning stack. That's my last night. The material is always changing. So, please, kicking it off in Minneapolis. And, we got confirmation there is a Marshalls at the Harmar.
There is. We looked it up.
Pretty fair guess. Then coming to Philly, April 27th, May 11th in Madison, and on we go. Albuquerque, Seattle, Denver, Boston, Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Portland, Durham, North Carolina, Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas City, Missouri, Los Angeles, California, and Washington, D.C. for the inauguration. Okay. Wow. And if those tickets keep flying out the window like they are, who knows? We might be able to add a couple of cities. Who knows? All right, JoJo from Jurors, our friend, tweeted, Katie Britt is lying about a sex trafficking victim to help a rapist get elected is the Republican Party in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yep.
And she shared on Twitter, which I did not know, that she's also a rape victim. And so she addressed Katie Britt directly about, you know, if you're saying you don't believe E. Jean Carroll despite two juries.
Right.
And a judge believing her, are you, you know, why are we supposed to believe you?
Right.
I mean, it's just they're so, you know, only believe Republican women, I guess, that it's disgusting. Stephen in Green Bay on this very subject. Hello, Steve. Hello,
Steve. Good morning, Stephanie. Hi. I'm actually a first-time caller into your show. I've never actually listened or called into your show before.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay, go ahead.
So, with this whole Katie Britt thing, I think next year she should win an award at the Oscars for the best line in a unsupported film that no one wanted to hear in the first place.
I like this category, Stephen. It's a good one.
Let me tell you, I begrudgingly watched The Response because I stupidly expected something, somewhat meaningful coherent from the Republican Party. I was let down very quickly, and not only let down, but I was creeped out what was coming through my TV.
Yeah.
I felt like she was maybe trying to seduce me,
I love that part of Scarlett Johansson's thing. I'm going to get weirdly seductive right now for no reason.
Right.
Yeah. No, it was, I had to, check on Twitter immediately. I'm like, did I just see what I just think I saw? Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, my God. I feel like we played Megyn Kelly yesterday, but I feel like almost the most offended people were Republican women.
Yes.
Right. I saw some ex-Republican women and current that just, they're like, oh, God. Right? I mean, it's just... speaking of which, let's tie a fresh goat out and see if Lizard will come.
Okay.
Here, Lizard. Oh, there she is, Liz Cheney. There she is, Chris. Liz Cheney. There she is. Liz, cut six. There we go. Yes.
Okay. I thought you were asking for
Liz Cheney.
It looks like it's most likely to be Donald Trump and Joe Biden, but we don't know that for sure. And I think that it's going to require making an assessment about sort of how we can most effectively mobilize people in both parties and mobilize independents, frankly, to stand against Donald Trump.
Yep.
I look forward to the day I can go back to hating Liz Cheney.
Yeah.
For normal reasons.
I think, there's a lot that has to be done to begin to rebuild the Republican Party, potentially to build a new conservative party.
Yeah, sure, good luck.
But in my view, that has to wait until after the 2024 election because our focus has got to be on defeating Donald Trump.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lizard. Who is it? Our friend David Jolly saying half measures are not enough right now. Not facing fascism. It's not enough to condemn Donald Trump unless you're going to say I'm voting for Biden. Mm-hmm. You've got to vote for Biden. There's no other option that will prevent a Trump a second president. Okay, Anita in San Antonio. Hi, Anita.
Oh, everybody's calling in today.
Yeah, hello. The gang's all here.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
This paying off the porn star is not a crime. The crime is an election interference crime.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he paid her off to keep that story from getting to the voters.
Right.
Yeah. Keep that information from getting to the voters. So I think that we really need to make that distinction.
Yeah.
People don't care about paying off a porn star.
Yeah.
Just like they didn't care about Bill Clinton getting a BJ in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
They did care.
They were very pro oral sex, as I recall. Bill Clinton had like a 70% approval rating.
Well, everybody's
people were like thumbs up for BJs.
It's true. Wow. But we really need to make sure that we call it an election interference case.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, sorry, honey. I thought you were done. Yeah, absolutely. No, that point needs to keep being, because people keep saying, this is a lesser case. It's actually the original sin.
It is.
Yep.
Oh, hey, who wants to hear a strong men were coming to me with tears in their eyes, story? I'm going to go out on a limb, Jody, and say none of these stories are true.
No.
Not one of them people with tears. Because apparently people were just weeping constantly.
Crying and hugging and kissing.
Weeping.
Him.
Constantly in Donald Trump's presence.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because of the stench, because he does. I feel like we let go of Trump smells, because sometimes your eyes water when it smells too bad.
That combination of diarrhea and self-tanner?
Yeah, like Bonnie's farts. Yeah. Like, there was one last night. She's decided to sleep on top of my head like a furry Russian hat. She sleeps above me on the pillow. And so when the ass of terror
sometimes
hits,
smells,
I just,
down.
Right, I start to water. Like, I'm like, sir, please, sir. I say that to Clyde. Sir. I have tears in my eyes. Can you get her to stop? Okay, here it is.
I'm a big believer in tariffs for two reasons. Number one, I fully believe in them economically when you're being taken advantage of by other countries. For instance, China was taking advantage of us on the steel. They were destroying our entire steel industry, which was never doing very well over the last 25 years anyway, but, because it's been eaten alive by foreign competition. Mm-hmm. And they were dumping steel. Mm-hmm. I put a 50% tax on China steel coming in, mm-hmm. and every person in the steel industry, when they see me, they started crying. They would hug me. they would kiss me, sir. You saved our industry.
He's a germaphobe. He wouldn't get anywhere
no.
near
no,
them.
No, exactly. Oh, my God. Okay, so all of that is... Do I need to mention all
not
of
true.
That's a lie?
Not true.
Okay. Fake news.
Economy was a disaster under him, and his trade war was a disaster.
Sir.
Sir.
Sir. Sir. They hugged me and cried and kissed me and called me George.
It's real good what you did. Chris, who said, there's a tremendous amount of things and numbers you can do.
Quick draw McGraw.
No, that was...
You couldn't hear
Donald Trump, who doesn't know anything about anything.
Right.
That was him talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare. Mm-hmm. She tried to... Mm-hmm. Bob Schooley said, whoa, slow down, Mr. Trump. We're not all policy wonks like you.
He just... there was some headline about Trump gave a rambling interview.
Trump.
Every interview yes. he gives is rambling.
Yeah. It is.
Nothing he says makes any sense. He knows nothing about anything. It's just... Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Yes, Bob says 8 years of this, he's still never been challenged to actually demonstrate he has any clue how government works. Trump knows the intricacies of the executive branch to the extent that his wife is fluent in six languages. He just, it's like a blah, blah, uh-huh. blah, blah. I mean, Rachel talked about this last night, too. We have gobbledygook on TikTok. Money! It's all about money and him, right? It's he was going to ban TikTok when he was in office.
Right.
Now he's flip-flopped, mm-hmm. right? Because there's some billionaire that might donate to blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Same thing on Bud Light.
Uh-huh.
You get some lobbyist is going to do a fundraiser. So now, you know what? We should all start drinking Bud Light again. He has no principles of any kind except
Zero.
Him mm-hmm. and money.
It was this?
Blah, blah, blah.
Yes, okay. yes. Everything he says is it's some version of...
Blah, blah, blah.
There's a tremendous amount of things and numbers you can do. Okay.
We're late. We need
21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by how many years younger I felt when I began this show this morning.
Right.
Thank God for Genucel.
I know.
Right? We all Genucel as a verb before the show. I start my day usually with that. Well, you know what? I like to mix it up. You know what? It's like cross training for my face.
Okay.
Sometimes I do the vitamin C serum first. Sometimes I just do the XV cream first, which has the vitamin C and hyaluronic acid. Oh, my God. It's like butter. It's so
Ooh, nice.
Creamy. Okay. Or I sometimes do the probiotic cream, but I always do either immediate effects or the Gen 90 under my eyes and forehead, the frown lines, the crow's feet, blah. Gen 90, it's their new instant wrinkle treatment. It instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. What you got? Gen 90 will take care of it for you. You can get the Genucel XV, that collagen builder moisturizer, and the Gen 90. It's all on sale now at Genucel's spring sale, included in the bestseller package, along with the under-eye bags and puffiness serum, safer than harsh procedures. Try Gen 90 now and see your fine lines and wrinkles disappear wherever they are. Order right now, Genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free spa box with two luxury skincare essentials, plus free shippings. That is shippings?
Yeah.
Plus free shipping. Okay. GENUCEL.com/Stephanie. GENUCEL.com/Stephanie.
She's your human Prozac. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 9-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Okay, who wants better sex? Got your attention, didn't I?
Who wants to start having better sex immediately? Best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com right now. They're offering 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. And Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on the entire order. Don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with free rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. Just enter the offer code Miller at checkout. The code is Miller at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show. Be sure to use this code Miller. Get your discount, 100% free shipping. Get it fast with rush processing. That's right. I said start having better sex now. AdamandEve.com. Don't forget, that code is Miller. 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing.
Hi. I wrote something that I wanted to read you. Well, here goes. You're a great friend. I like being with you, but our friendship seems like it's changing. It seems like you've kind of been checking me out lately, and I've been looking at you a lot too, and I think that's pretty cool. You're the first houseplant I've ever felt this way about. So, do you think it'd be all right if I put my arm around you?
Things can get pretty ugly when you're bored after school.
Do you like dance music?
In an after-school program, you can find something way better to do. Like hoops, soccer, you could paint, or maybe even do a field trip. Check out afterschoolscene.com. You can have a lot more fun than putting the moves on a houseplant. Public service message from the After School Alliance, the Mott Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Has the Bob Herbolt hearing started yet? Jen Rubin tweets, her resigning to get prepped by GOP lawyers confirms the utter stupidity of his selection as special counsel. Thank you. Some Trump-appointed hack that wrote a Fox News script for them. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So all the douchebags in Congress can... Okay. Oh, this led to, of course, a statement from the bassinet of the 45th person. Big Ten Congress for the Biden documents hoax. He had many times more documents, including classified documents, than I or any other president. And he had them all over the place with zero supervision or security. He does not come under the Presidential Records Act. I do. He had many docs in Chinatown. And they were moved all over the place and heavily used. My boxes were moved by GSA, were secure. Most carried clothing, shoes, sporting equipment, kitchen stuff.
Kitchen stuff.
Right, that Nadia uses for cooking.
Yeah,
what?
Uh-huh.
Newspapers, pictures, magazines, awards, etc. The DOJ gave Biden and virtually every other president a free pass. Me, I'm still fighting. Blah, 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 blah. As Jimmy Kimmel would say. Ay, Gore. Okay. Charlie Pierce next.
joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Alcohol and other drugs. Visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mommy, sing me to sleep.
Sure, sweetie. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. You're a ball of gas that's very far. 32 light years in the sky. 10 parsecs, which is really high. Helium, carbon, and
hydrogen
fuse to make our starry friend. When it enters supernova stage, it explodes with bursts of rays. And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole. And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole.
Thanks, Mom.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, so it's up to parents to help create a brighter future for them. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The RNC is going to be a little bit more of that old school establishment. That Republican Party, frankly, no longer exists outside of the D.C. Beltway. But, it takes a little while to make that transition. But again, I think, the moves that happened today, I think that's the final blow. People have to understand that America First, the MAGA movement, is the new Republican Party. That is conservatism today.
All right. Done, Julie. salary. Yeah, all the money's going to go for, you know, blowing hookers at Donald Trump's legal bills. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we should be, yay, that they just blew up the RNC right before the election. Hooray. Why, if only someone had written a piece entitled, I no longer believe the Republican Party will ever return to normalcy. Oh, there he is.
There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Hi, Charlie Pierce. Hi.
Ah, saludos, my darlings.
Hello.
I mean, that you said it best in your piece. You said, you know, you no longer believe the Republican Party will ever return. We just played Liz Cheney talking about it. This has been complete and total now. I guess we should be happy that they've taken over the RNC. All the money's going to go to Trump, not down ticket, right?
Well, I mean, in terms of this election, yes. In terms of the long term, I don't know, because the happy clappy interpretation is that as soon as Trumpism runs its course, the Republicans will go back to their normal level of awful that we're accustomed to. I think they're going to get worse.
Yeah. Oh.
I think when Trumpism collapses, they're all going to decide they didn't go far enough.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's scary.
Yeah. Man, Charlie. Well, you're, as the official historian of the Stephanie Miller Show, you took me back because we're obviously kicking off Sexy Liberal, and Wisconsin is where it all began. Mm-hmm. The very first Sexy Liberal cause was recall Scott Walker and the Republican 8. And you just said in Wisconsin the political class has finally emerged, blinking and staggering out of a long gerrymandered nightmare that began with the election of Scott Walker a decade or so ago, only to discover that, yes, once again, the experiment has gotten out of the lab. I mean, they've finally stopped, you know, been able to stop this ridiculous gerrymandering.
Yeah, well, not only that, but now the MAGA people, as proof of or evidence for what I just said, the MAGA people in Wisconsin are trying to get rid of the Speaker of the House because he's insufficiently, you know, MAGA.
Yeah, I mean,
or whatever.
But this is what they've been doing in state after state. They try to, if a Democrat does win, they try to either recall them immediately or try to take away all their power. I mean,
that's the latest, you know, conservative plan of attack that was pioneered in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Are you concerned about, you know, I know Mark Elias, among others, has been talking about this, you know, plan and, you know, I don't even know what you call them. Like, you know, they're like citizen monitors that are trying to get people thrown off voter rolls in state after state, which clearly is meant to benefit Republicans.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I despair of, you know, precincts that are beyond the national spotlight.
Yeah.
But then again, you have to remember this is a career path for Republicans, because this is how William Rehnquist got started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was as an on-site poll voter intimidator in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Charlie, I was going to say there is a reason that you and Jody Hamilton are soulmates, because this is the first thing Jody said yesterday. You just tweeted, worst dead people tribute ever, hashtag Oscars.
Yes. That was
so
awful.
Bad. That was awful.
Well, I mean, I thought it was a tribute to the two singers.
Yeah,
I know.
And the interpretive dancers.
Right.
And the Martha Graham wannabes.
Yeah.
Yes,
you couldn't really see the people that
not
actually
at all.
Died.
No.
Like, yeah, it was.
No. Yeah, they did a couple of things. They put up Andre Brower and a couple more. Mm-hmm. And then they went right back to long shots and overhead shots. And,
yeah,
you know, just let the people at TCM do it every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jody, Chris, I don't want interpretive dance at my
duly noted.
Yes, thank you.
But Paula Poundstone has a whole thing ready.
Paula Poundstone will be heckling from the back. I'm sure you have a few words you'd like to say, Chris.
Yes. Your choice words.
No dancers, no singers.
I just want you to get killed by a whale penis.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You're so sweet. No. Yeah. Charlie, I've always hoped for a funny death. So it's like I have like a Chuckles the Clown funeral where people...
Oh, I think there's no question we'll arrange that. I mean, let us know.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
It's not like I work for Boeing. Oh, boy.
Well, ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, that went dark. What a weird story.
Pardon me?
What a weird story that's turned out to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's, yeah, this just in case you hadn't heard all the details. A Boeing whistleblower was found dead in his truck in the parking lot of his South Carolina hotel after he failed to show up for the second part of his testimony for a bombshell lawsuit against the company. John Barnett raised safety concerns at the airline's factories, provided his first testimony just days before he was found dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Even his attorney said he had, what's he calling it, explicit doubt about the circumstances of his death. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, if this was Russia, he'd have gone out the window of his hotel
exactly.
room.
Yes, yes, yeah. I mean, but can I just say, in terms of just, but giant corporations and money, I don't know if you saw Dr. Matto, mm-hmm. Professor Dr. Matto
yes.
last night, but just, amazing how Donald Trump, I just think we've never seen someone that has absolutely no principles of any kind except money, except whatever benefits him and money. Right, whether it's on TikTok or Bud Light, you name it.
Well, that makes him a modern American, faux millionaire. I mean, the corporate policy, corporate philosophy in the United States today, these days, is not aimed toward serving the public.
Yeah.
It's get while you can.
Yeah. Well, and it's just, there's any, do we have this one? Let's take a listen. Eight. It's just, every position he does a 180 on, he literally, when you say follow the money, it takes 2 seconds with Donald Trump, yeah. Right? Yeah, here's the.
You've now reversed your view on banning TikTok. Why is that?
So I had it done. And then Congress said, well, they ultimately usually fail. they are. Like extremely political, and they're extremely subject to people called lobbyists who happen to be very, very talented, very good, and very rich.
I don't understand. Jody actually wrote blah, blah, blah in the soundbite.
I have no idea what he just said.
No one.
Except that he apparently has discovered this political phenomenon called lobbyists.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're
yes.
Very rich.
Yeah, I mean, of course it's because he needs money from some billionaire. I love this one. Hang on. One more.
I could have banned TikTok. I had it banned just about. I could have gotten it done. But I said, you know what? But I'll leave it up to you. I didn't push them too hard because, let them do their own research and development. And they decided not to do it. But as you know, I was at the point where I could have gotten it done if I wanted to. I sort of said, you guys decide. You make that decision because it's a tough decision to make. Frankly, there are a lot of people on TikTok that love it.
Yeah. He said he was thinking of the children. Won't someone think of the children?
Absolutely.
Yeah. He said a lot of kids will go crazy without it. Mm-hmm. Kids will go crazy. So you can't. But
won't somebody please think of the children?
Anyway, money. Billionaire. That's what it's about. Yep. Okay. Same as, I know, because you're like, where did that come from? Him suddenly going, I should drink Bud Light again. You're like, wait, what?
Well, he's going to kill off all the children with whooping cough and measles anyway.
Right.
Right.
So. Well, and also TikTok's biggest competitor is Instagram, which is owned by Mark Zuckerberg. He hates Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes.
So he's trying to.
That's what he said.
Oh,
this will only help Zuckerberg.
Right.
This will help Facebook, which is the enemy
or
of the people.
Zucker schmuck.
First of all, why
them.
Does he say Facebook is the enemy of the people? Facebook helped him more than
exactly.
anybody with all those Russian rubles.
Yeah.
Right?
He says he didn't like him for when it comes to elections. I will agree with Donald on that.
Yeah. I mean, why does he? I can't keep track of his grievances, but Facebook helped him specifically mm-hmm. with all the Russian disinformation, right? Hi, Charlie. Talking to you.
I mean, I assume so.
Yeah.
Basically, I spend a lot of time looking at pictures of people's cats.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And vacation spots I'll never visit.
Yes, exactly.
Hi, this is us at Machu Picchu. Yeah, great. Thanks.
All right.
I'll be going to the store now.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can make sense of the Zuckerberg part. Let's see.
There are a lot of users. Uh-huh. There's, a lot of good, and there's a lot of bad with TikTok. But the thing I don't like is that without TikTok, you can make Facebook bigger. And I consider Facebook to be an enemy of the people, along with a lot of the media. What Facebook did with lockboxes, with the $500 million Zuckerbucks lockboxes that he put in, I mean, I considered illegal, but, they...
He took rubles to help you with Russian disinformation in 2016. Here's what I hate, Charlie, about the mainstream media. Trump gives rambling interview. Is he ever given an interview that's not rambling? Why does
that bothers me too. I mean, it's not, people are writing this like, you know, they've discovered something unusual. When the fact is, the guy has never made sense. He's never proven he knows anything about anything. He still doesn't know what tariffs do.
Right.
He's out there yelling about steel tariffs. Mm-hmm. He has absolutely no idea how they work.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, is no one asks actual questions. Who is it, the latest one? Oh, CNBC. Mm-hmm. They just, you know, at least God bless Rachel Maddow. You can tell, like, they really journalistically struggle with how to air or not air. You know, Nicole Wallace says the same thing. We air very little of this because almost everything he says is a lie, and it is journalistically malpractice to just air it. You know, it's impossible almost to fact check it.
It's a very tough call, especially in an election season.
That's right.
You know, and I mean, do you try to be fair when in an era in which being fair is a weapon?
Right. Right. I think it was they were critiquing, what's his name? I don't know. He hosts this Squawk Box. But just the fact that he just let him didn't push back on anything. And I think what's disturbing, Charlie, is I feel like, oh, my God, people have learned nothing from 2016 about how to interview Trump.
Well, also, you know, it doesn't appear that the country has learned a lot either. This election should not be close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even the popular vote should not be close.
And actually, I don't even know if it is, because I feel like some of these polls are so skewed. You know, what's the last New York Times one? It's all conservatives in the South that they polled.
Right.
And then we all freak out.
I mean, what was the figure that, like, 25% of African-American voters are going to vote for Trump?
No.
Yeah. No.
Well, and also they've been wrong in almost every election, particularly since Roe fell. I mean, I think I'm astounded that it's that flashback to, oh, just let them phone it in, literally. Mm-hmm. Let them just call in and blah, 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 blah. And it's
my favorite part of the State of the Union was Biden looking the Supreme Court in the eye and saying, you understand the power of the political power of angry women? He didn't do that, but
yeah,
I'm paraphrasing.
It was great. Right at them and went right at Republicans on January 6th. I mean, it was just fantastic. All right, Charlie, well, best of luck to all of us.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Bye.
Bye.
And, yes. And make sure to be Charlie.
By the way, if I can put in a plug for my own stuff.
Yes.
We at Esquire are hosting a conference call with me on Wednesday night.
Oh, very cool.
Fun.
That's tomorrow night.
Details can be found at the blog.
Okay.
And I hope to hear from some step heads.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've linked to your blog at stephaniemiller.com.
Experience. It's the Charlie Pierce experience.
I will try to send you the deets, and you can put that up.
Sweet.
on your pages too.
We will do that.
We sure will. If it's not a day I'm doing a Katie Britt impression, we absolutely will put you.
It's at night. You're going to be in rehearsal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Love you, Charlie. See you
Thanks,
next
Charlie.
Week.
Bye.
Bye.
48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by. See? Ice. I got to have a cold.
Yes.
I got to have a cold, and I got to have flavor in it. I can't just drink water.
What do you got to have? It's
Morning Kick. Right?
Yep.
10 supplements in one. Why waste your water? You
got
to hydrate. You might as well get 10 supplements in one in here. It's been a game changer for me, for my athletic performance, my health in general, my energy, getting through this 3 hours show every morning talking about... Okay, it's not your average drink. It is a powerful new formula, helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Probiotics to help shed extra pounds if you've been in a lifelong grudge match with Jody Hamilton. Prebiotics for healthy digestion. If you listen, you know how important that is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find, supporting the big lie of the Stephanie Miller Show since 1904, mm-hmm. when I was born. And just if you want to feel younger, enhance your overall well-being, and boost your energy naturally. I don't like, I can't do caffeine because I have insomnia. I can't do caffeine much after the beginning of it, right? This is an all natural energy, right? It doesn't hype you up. It just gives you all natural energy. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS. Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup like low energy, skin issues, digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver, the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When I feed Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend, they are so excited. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller.
There's nothing better than the Violet Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7. WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican lawmakers are approving a shortened list of instructional materials for students to learn reading in Wisconsin next year. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted along party lines for four curricula. The Department of Public Instruction had proposed 11. A new state law requires methods for teaching reading that stress phonics. More than 1,000 Americans still die from COVID-19 each week. But now, the CDC says people who test positive no longer have to isolate. Krista Durkiza is with the advocacy group Marked by COVID.
These types of changes undermine the severity of what we continue to face. So it's critically important that we keep this on the forefront.
As many as 20 million Americans live with long COVID, often with debilitating symptoms. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Madison election clerks are beginning to send out absentee ballots for the April 2nd election. When filling out your absentee ballot, make sure to sign the envelope and have a witness sign and put their address on the envelope to make sure it gets counted. Wednesday is also the last day you can register online for the spring's local and presidential primary election. You can still register in person at your polling place on Election Day. President Joe Biden is looking to send over $100 million to Madison to help the next phase of the bus rapid transit line. The funding is included in the president's 2025 budget request for Congress. The first phase of BRT runs from east to west and is expected to launch later this year. The second phase will run from north to south. If the funding makes it through Congress, nearly 80% of the full cost of BRT will come from the federal government. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Labor shortages, retention problems, it's been a challenging time for my business. But in Wisconsin, there's 600,000 people with disabilities who are ready to work right now. They just need you to believe in them and say yes. I did.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and breezy today, and with all of that and all the dry stuff laying around out there, we will have an elevated grassland fire risk again today, so just be careful with fire. Our high today, 68. The wind southwest, 15 to 25. Tonight, down to 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 64. We could see some rain tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah, what's the word I'm looking for? Indictment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You noticed that he had boxes.
Oh, yeah, they were the boxes that were in the indictment, the white banker's boxes. That's what I remember loading.
And did you have any time, any idea at the time that there was potentially U.S. national security secrets in those boxes?
No clue. No, I had no clue. I mean, we were just taking them out of the Escalade, piling them up. I remember they were all stacked on top of each other, and then we're lifting them up to the pilots.
Hmm. How many boxes was it?
You know, they asked me in the interview, and I believe it was 10 to 15.
You know, if you're a suspicious type, Chris.
Yes.
Brian Krasenstein says, holy crap, former Mar-a-Lago employee Brian Butler just told CNN he loaded boxes that are mentioned in the indictment, which allegedly included top secret material, onto Trump's plane from Mar-a-Lago to New Jersey the same day that Trump met with the DOJ at Mar-a-Lago. Shocker. That is probably a weird coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what Malcolm Nance always says?
You learn new stuff.
Yeah, okay.
So you get that unusual request. Did you ever think to yourself, why were there so many boxes at Mar-a-Lago?
For me, I'm just thinking, the former president, he has a lot of stuff he likes to lug around with him. I never would have thought it was anything like what we see
classified
now.
Classified documents.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it's on the new reality show, Treasonous Hoarder. Okay, CNN legal analyst Ellie Honig said federal prosecutors in Trump's documents draw have found themselves some gold in the form of Trump employee number 5, as he is referred to. Mm-hmm. I was saying, don't we already know this? And I guess it's just confirmation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, from someone who was there.
Right.
He worked for 20 years, by the way. So he was saying this type of witness is gold for prosecutors. There's a few reasons. First of all, the person had insider access. He's literally inside the room. Mm-hmm. He's there when the boxes are being loaded on the plane. One of the challenges for prosecutors is explaining exactly where these documents were moved and when and by whom. This person can give us exactly why.
Exactly.
We shall talk to our legal lad, Harry Lipman, about this next.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Long-time Humankind Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Ball.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always